Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, here we are.
In the CJAM studios, I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
On this beautiful Thursday morning.
It is beautiful. Just beautiful.
It's amazing the weather we've been having.
It is.
A little cool down now compared to the beginning of the week, but it's nice still. Had a little fog on Monday morning. I know it was a little thick because my kid had to stay home.
Why?
Because the bus wouldn't pick him up.
Oh, okay. Where does he go to school? Like, how far away?
Bell River High School, yeah. Yep. And we live in the wonderful world of Woodsley.
The wonderful world of Woodsley.
Otherwise known as the GWA.
What's the G?
Greater Woodsley area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can go on Facebook and look up the GWA.
Is there a GWA, a Greater Woodsley Association at all?
Greater Woodsley. So, no.
No?
No.
There's a GWA here, the Greater Windsor Association.
What do they do?
I don't know, but that'd be a cool name for something. I just gave somebody an idea. Oh, we're the Greater Windsor Association.
That doesn't make any sense.
We can't even tell you what we do.
No.
We couldn't begin to tell you what we do.
But we're an association and we're from Windsor.
Associated with what? What's an association associated with?
Well, usually a profession or a activity.
Okay.
And obviously...
I believe you.
Well, yeah. You gotta believe everything I say. I'm the ultimate source of all
If you're on the
knowledge.
Radio, it's got to be true, got to be real. Just like the internet. Same thing. Just like Wikipedia.
Yep. If it's on... Well, the wiki is pretty good. You have to admit, the wiki's pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's edited by human beings.
Yeah.
Human beings with opinions.
I guess. But I mean, for the most part, I think the information is usually pretty solid.
I think so. Crowdsourced
enough of it on there that, you know...
I shouldn't say it's crowdsourced because it's not really crowdsourced because... True crowdsourcing is everybody who's looking at it has some
I've
say.
Had those before. They hurt.
Crowdsource?
Yeah, you get them on the bus.
You know, I got to say to you, stay off the bus.
Yeah. Or did the back of the short bus.
Why do you got to bring up short buses?
I don't know. Why? How did that happen anyway? Is it just because those buses are generally smaller?
Those
is that,
buses.
Is that where they get the name short bus?
Yes.
Or is it for short people? Like people that are not short in stature, but short in, you know.
Attention span.
Yeah.
Something like you.
What?
Exactly.
I had no idea what you just said. It's the ADDHD kicking in.
ADHD.
Yeah. Mine's in HD, high def.
High definition attention disorder.
Yeah.
My attention disorder is not just regular. It's HD, man. But I don't mean to make fun of anybody who actually has that condition.
No, of course not. But there's times when I wish I had that because I get through the day a little quicker.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
This just in.
Oh, yeah?
I need one of those Allure pieces.
So you can stick your finger in it so it doesn't fall
Not
out.
Not to be confused with a hairpiece.
I've never had hairpiece.
Oh, that's natural?
Yeah, that just grows that way.
One thing is I wanted to mention that I saw this in the Windsor Star is the idea behind Cash Mob Windsor, a grassroots community organization that supports local businesses. Kelly Olette and Pat Ryan started the Windsor Initiative after stumbling across a man on Facebook who put a community-driven twist on the concept of flash mobs and whereby they put a group together and they go into various stores and spend some money.
Oh, very nice. So it's not a dance. It's a spending thing.
Cash mob. Everybody goes, they choose a store. Everybody goes in and commits to spending $20 or whatever. It's kind of a good idea for, you know, as long as hopefully they come around every once in a while. You know what I mean? If you just did it one time, I don't think it's really going to.
Right. You want something that's going to stimulate sales on a regular basis.
Now, would you think that anybody would rather have a few people come in every day and spend $20 or just all at one day?
All in one day because it's a mob.
Yeah. Well, that's what the mob's about, I guess. But I mean, from the store's point of view, would you want a few people in every day? Or
the mob rules.
Ooh, good record. Remember those records?
I do.
Another thing that I wanted to mention is the fact that sexual predators they can't keep them in jail as long as they'd like to now in the USA.
And what did some piece of legislation just get passed to let these people go sooner or faster?
6 years ago, the federal government set out to indefinitely detain some of the nation's most dangerous sex offenders, keeping them locked up even after their prison sentences had ended. But despite years of effort, the government has so far won court approval for detaining just 15 men. They don't mention women, though.
Nope. Because women are not in the list of the nation's most dangerous sex offenders.
That's right.
Well,
they're not that dangerous. I mean, would it be dangerous to you if a woman was trying to sex offend you? Offend you sexually? Would you even run?
Towards her.
Yeah. What have you got for us?
This past weekend was a crazy weekend. It was St. Patrick's Day, of course.
That's crazy.
And I'm sure you celebrated.
Oh, absolutely.
Knocked back a couple of green pints of
I painted my beer. Naked body green and I streaked through the... No, I didn't. No, I didn't do anything. I heard all the stories about people drinking like crazy and everything, though, and informed them that I haven't drank in a long, long time. If I do, I'll turn green.
If you lived in London, you knew about the little mini riot they had there with some students over at the Fanshawe College. Mm-hmm. Burnt a...
Turned over a media truck too, or something, yeah.
I hope it wasn't a CGM truck.
Oh, wait, we don't know. That'd be sweet. We need the CGM truck on location.
Should be a truck?
For on locations.
What kind of car would you like for the CGM vehicle?
Oh, a new Challenger.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. CGM painted on the side.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, us painted on the hood. Like Starsky and Hutch type of thing.
Starsky and Hutch, yes. And real quickly, I wanted to mention the fact that you heard that the slot machine or the slots at the Windsor Raceway.
Phasing everything out.
Yeah. Well, they're making money over there, but they're not making money at Caesars Windsor. So they're going to bring that operation over to Caesars and maybe that'll make money.
So that's where the horses are going to be.
Horses are running at Caesars.
So on the show today, we're talking about compulsive hoarding, not to be confused with compulsive whoring.
And isn't hoarding just a compulsive behavior?
Is it?
I think it is. I mean, if my own brain, tell me if I'm wrong.
I guess that's compulsive the way that you determine hoarding. I mean, hoarding is the word for uncontrollable stockpiling of everything.
Right.
And anything, things that you shouldn't, and even garbage. Who saves garbage? Like, you watch those hoarding shows and everything, and... Well, do you want to say something? Sorry.
No, I'm just saying, whose definition of garbage is it? To a hoarder, that's not a piece of garbage.
Yeah, that's true, but that compulsive hoarding is... There's really something wrong. I mean, if, you know, I've seen some of those... And I don't know what's staged or not in those shows or anything, but I'm sure there are people around that have a lot of garbage around that is collecting mold and, you know, could be a health concern for them. And obviously they, you know, it definitely needs to be thrown out.
Obviously.
Old vegetables and old garbage that people think they're going to use for something.
Right.
Unless you have a compost.
Composter, yes. Yeah. We were just talking about compost pre-show. But I know someone whose parents who has a hoarding issue.
Oh, okay.
And they're up there now. So he's in his 50s, so they got to be 70, 80 some. But they own two houses. You know why? Because the first house got too full.
No.
So they had to move into the other house. Yeah.
No.
They bought another house because the other house was too full.
Wow.
They couldn't be talked into getting rid of stuff.
It's not anybody that I'm thinking of, is it?
No, we're not going to mention names here.
No,
on the
I know
show.
That, but I'm just saying.
Maybe you could be thinking of them. I don't know.
Did I ever get anything from that person?
No.
Okay.
But you know
it's
the
not
person.
Oh.
But you would think they...
Whatever it is, I like it.
It's so bad that you can't talk these people out of getting rid of their stuff, but you're able to talk them into buying a new house so that they can keep their stuff.
Oh, you can't talk them out of
their stuff.
That stuff, but you can talk them into new stuff.
Yeah, a new place to put new stuff.
Yeah, we're getting into George Carlin territory now. Remember his whole skit of...
houses and why we keep...
Stuff.
Stuff. We keep moving up to bigger houses so we can hold more stuff.
Yeah.
And then when we're done, at the end of the stuff just has nowhere to go. We just give the stuff to our kids.
I'm going
to
be buried with my stuff.
You wish.
That's the plan.
We don't want any stuff. The less stuff, the better, I think.
I guess.
Guitars. So just let's have guitars.
When it's clutter, it's, you know, becomes a problem. So my niece said to me the other day, she was down from New York. She says, I'm a hoarder. And I'm like, actually, I'm not a hoarder. There's nothing really like I don't have old junk around. It's all, I don't have any place to put the stuff I have. I need a bigger room.
Room with some shelving would be
good.
But
it's stuff I use all the time for the most part.
Right. On a regular basis.
Like hoarded, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know,
hoarded gives you the assumption that you have stuff piled on stuff, piled on stuff, piled on stuff. And the stuff that's near the bottom hasn't been used in a really long time.
Right.
And it could be anything from a newspaper article to a label that was on something they bought.
But who says it's unnecessary, really, right?
Who says it's unnecessary?
Well, I mean, if it's somebody, what if you like labels? I like the labels. I like the way they look. I take it off the jar carefully and I save them.
Yeah, but they don't have a label collection. It's just like one label here, one label there, one label there. Thousands of labels strewn across piles of stuff.
I guess it's the disorganization more than anything. If they were all put into binders and everything and somewhere in frames on the wall, and you know what I mean? I guess that's going to be different. And the place is relatively clean. Yeah.
Exactly. So if they have these organizational skills to begin with, odds are they're not going to be...
Then you're not necessarily a hoarder.
You're not going to be a hoarder. You're not going to have that much stuff.
Well, that's too bad.
You're going to realize, for me to be organized, I have to get rid of some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... But it's some of those kitchens you see on the actual... There's a show. I don't know if anybody gets it on satellite or cable or whatever. It's called The Hoarders.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at some of those kitchens, it just gives me the queasies. And you can't eat in the dining room because piled up sky high.
And the people that I've seen on there that where they try and make them throw their old food full of flies and maggots out, and they don't want to part with it. That's really wrong. And that's like you mentioned, it's the compulsive and pathological collecting.
Pathological, that's what it is, because they don't think anything's wrong.
That's something wrong. That's you can't rationalize.
Right. They have the little spot on the couch and it's just one spot's worth of space, and they're eating their dinner in that one spot right there.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this. This is all perfectly fine. I'm resting my elbow on a big pile of newspapers from 1975. Yes, there's something wrong. You don't need that big pile of newspaper next to you, or those books or whatever it is.
What about the fact that you think you might need something at some point in time? I know there's that rule that if you have something for, what is it, 6 months or something, and you don't...
Some people have the 6 month rule. Some people have the 1 year rule.
Okay, the 1 year rule is a little more lenient.
Yeah, and I think it's a good rule to have.
And as soon as you throw it out, though, is when you're going to need it. And
then you buy another one.
And then you move into Murphy's Law, probably. You don't need something until you throw it away.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Oh, it's the Cinderella rule. You remember them?
The band, yes.
Yeah. No, the story.
Oh, the story.
That's what I feel like. Scrubbing and cleaning and cooking and darning.
Darn.
Okay. Darning.
I was going to say.
Oh, do you need something fixed?
I gotta hold my sock. Could you darn my socks?
I absolutely could. I can sew that with a needle in my teeth.
Really?
No.
Can I keep the sock on?
That's all pathological.
Yes, it is. You're somewhat pathological, I have to admit, which makes for a good radio host. Very entertaining.
Thank you for half of that. But then, you know, we want to probably talk a little bit about different ways that, and I guess if you're a pathological hoarder, I don't know that you'd even look into ways of organizing things and keeping things clean and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of easy, simple ways to organize things, and why don't they have that in them in any way?
Yeah, they have to have some kind of mechanism there for you to put. This is where the dangerous chemicals go. This is where the cleaning stuff goes. This is where the old newspapers go and stuff like that.
And so when we come back after this quick little break, we'll talk about some ways, I guess, that you could organize things if you're a pathological hoarder.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So I'm checking out online to find some different techniques that people could use for hoarding, hoarding non-pathologically.
Mm. Yeah, if you're not pathological about your hoarding, this could help you, but otherwise you'd need different kind of help.
One thing they say is use jewelry boxes, which is good for jewelry.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they'd have it there, because, I mean, it's certainly a great way to organize jewelry. And would people have lots of jewelry that don't have a jewelry box and just pile it all up?
Yeah. I think hoarders
even
could
I
like
have
that.
A jewelry box.
I believe that, for sure.
Now, I got cool stuff in mine.
Can you hoard too many boxes?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Yeah, I think my
boxes
wife,
and bags.
My wife is the same way. She has vintage like makeup cases and stuff with mirrors on them. And
see, I love all that stuff.
I love them too. It's nice, but after a while, you have enough.
Yeah, when you begin to run out of room for these things and everything.
Exactly.
It would be neat for us to, at some point, do a show where we both sit side by side our junk drawers or something together and take things out and see what we got in there. What you keep in there? We'll talk about junk drawers.
I just recently cleaned my junk drawer.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Too bad.
Yeah.
But at least he cleans his drawers. That's a good sign.
That's too bad my drawers had to get dirty to begin with.
This is something my dad did in the garage. He would like screw or nail the lids for jars.
Baby jars.
Baby jars or
for screws.
Or sometimes even the, what do you call the other?
Mason jars.
Mason jars, yeah. And then you could screw the jar onto, because the lid screwed up to underneath a shelf or something, you know? And yeah. Then you can unscrew the jar and take whatever you got in. That's pretty cool.
Someone was thinking way back in the way back days.
Yep. Just like another thing that he did and probably learned from his dad or something, I don't know, but the big old cans of coffee and stuff, and they have the plastic lid on top, and it just pushes back on, and they cut an X in the top,
right?
And then you can drop stuff in easily and just pull it off if you got to reach in for something. Isn't that cool?
It's very cool.
Did you ever do that or see that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen that.
Everybody knows that for some reason.
Yep.
Which is kind of neat. Using shower curtain hooks in your closet on the, what do you call the bar there?
It's a hanger bar.
I don't know. Is that what you call that?
I know. There's a name for it. The bar in your closet.
But then you can hang things like purses and things like that. And that's a woman thing. Like a lot of things. Well, the jar things, is, I guess that's a man thing. And yeah. I guess a purse could be a man thing too. Because some of us have man bags.
Yeah, or merces, whatever you want to
call
it.
Mine are under my eyes, but that's because I don't have time to sleep. Use a tissue,
We get up too early in the morning for this show. That's the problem.
That's it, yeah. Thursday mornings at 8. Not to be confused with you talking to me, 4 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Not confused at all.
Oh, the Jammies, by the way, coming up. CGM Jammy Awards.
What's the date on that?
If I'm not mistaken, is it April 7th or something at FM Lounge? I should know that, actually. But yeah.
Who's hosting that?
CJAM.
I know, but who's the host of the show?
Well, that will be the powers that be for CJAM, program director and station
program
manager.
Director. Okay.
Vern, our new station manager, of course. Vern Smith, who was program director. Vern's awesome.
Yep.
Like Vern. Use a tissue box. You can put stuff in a tissue box. I don't know what you could really put in a tissue box besides tissue. And
well, it's the same concept as the coffee jar.
Is it? Yeah, I guess it is.
A little slot on top, put stuff in. You want to get that thing that's at the bottom? Not so easy, though.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
Familiar with the Headpins? Canadian band, the Headpins?
I remember the Headpins. They had that really good tune. It's a chick singing, right?
Mine All Mine. That's what we're listening to.
All right.
Time.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So what are we talking about for Tech Talk this week?
Well, this week we're going to touch a little bit on displays and how dense they can go and what kind of displays we can expect in the future.
Can we expect things that are how much clearer and crisper and better can a display get than near perfection we have now?
Well, it's not necessarily near perfection. Apple has gone to a certain degree in so much that they've made the pixels so dense on a display that you can't actually distinguish pixels.
You can't actually distinguish pixels from real life.
No, just you can't see the pixels that make up the image that's on your screen. Whereas if you look at your monitor, most monitors are, you're able to tell.
Really?
Well,
you can't really tell.
You're quite a distance away.
Well, right. Okay, I guess.
Maybe about,
the closer you get, I suppose you could see to some degree, but not by much, really. Depending on how, you know, quality of an image or quality of something maybe that's on there too, no?
No, I'm saying
it's the display itself.
Yeah, it's the display itself that you're able to see the individual pixels, whereas on the iPhone 4S, and even the iPhone 4, that's when they originally came out with the Retina display, and now with the new iPad, which is their third generation iPad, it also has a display that where the pixels are indistinguishable from each other. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's the way we look
at it. And how does that technology work? Do we know? How do they blend somehow? Is that what it...
No, they're just dense pixels.
There's just so many of them.
More than on a HDTV screen.
On a real life, visualizing something in real life.
Because
how many pixels are in real life?
I believe it's 4,552 million. No. And I believe that all displays are going to go this way. Eventually, they're just going to be...
Well, they have to now that somebody made it.
Yeah. So the display thing is going to be a non-issue eventually. So it's just going to be, this is what these all look like.
So the display will be perfect. But can you get... I mean, if you can't distinguish the pixels already, then what's after that? Is what I'm saying.
In display technology?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Better saturation. Faster refresh.
Okay. So there's other things that coexist with that technology for our viewing pleasure. Mm-hmm. Maybe less emission to give you headaches and things like that. Maybe that's the whole thing right there. Maybe we just needed more pixels.
Less emission.
Yeah.
I like that. Uh-huh. I wish there was less emission out of you. It would be a lot less smellier in this place.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, so I think eventually that all displays, even the cheap ones, are going to be to the point where we're not going to be able to tell pixels on your screen. It's just going to look like you say real life.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And this week on Quotes and Quips, something from Lawrence Steamy? Lawrence
Steamy. Lawrence Steamy.
Steamy. And that reminds me of South Park.
Steamy.
People who are always taking care of their health are like misers who are hoarding a treasure which they have never spirit enough to enjoy. They could have said that a lot easier somehow.
Don't be a hypochondriac.
You know what I'm saying?
Do I know what you're saying? Well, you didn't say
it. You're not going to enjoy your health.
Richard Steamy said it, or Lawrence Steamy.
Oh, he's really getting technical.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what
I
you're
saying.
I
never said it.
I know.
So, I didn't say it, so how could you know what I'm saying, right? But yeah, he could have said this a little bit easier. Just the fact that you don't get out to enjoy it, but you're misering your health. So you're taking all kinds of precautions and things like that for your health, but you don't... So what is it then, I guess, that you never spirit enough to enjoy?
Right.
Enough to enjoy what?
Life. Really? You're afraid to do stuff because you're afraid you're going to get hurt or you're going to get sick. You can't go outside. You have to be careful about what you do.
Can't be in crowds.
Right. So there is a limitation or some kind of check and balance that you have to put on yourself. Yes, this activity could kill me or it could shorten my lifespan. Or I could just stay in house and do nothing and just be careful and not do anything at all. So do you want to live your whole life not doing anything or not taking risk or having fun and maybe live longer? You probably won't. Actually, you'll probably die sooner in that case. Or do you want to go out and risk it and actually live life to the fullest?
Glad to have had you with us this morning.
Thanks a lot for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.